From NPR News in Washington, I'm Jack Speer. Rescue operations continue in Philadelphia after 37 people on an amphibious duck boat ride were thrown into the river after a collision with another vessel. Coast Guard officials say two people are still unaccounted for. From member station WRTI in Philadelphia, Meredy Dundleston reports.
Philadelphia police say a duck boat overturned when it collided with a city-owned barge on the Delaware River. Coast Guard Senior Chief Bud Holden says 35 passengers and two crew members were on board the amphibious boat when it stalled on the river because of mechanical difficulties and was struck by the barge. The Coast Guard's Holden says 35 people were pulled from the water, but the extent of any injuries wasn't immediately clear. The National Transportation Safety Board will be investigating the accident. For NPR News, I'm Meredy Duddleston in Philadelphia.
Five of the suspects in the Russian spy case have suddenly been ordered to New York as meetings between U.S. and Russian diplomats continue. All of this amid reports the U.S. and Russia are planning to exchange spies. We get details from NPR's Margo Adler.
The meeting was between Undersecretary of State for Political Affairs William Burns and Russian Ambassador Sergei Kislyak. A State Department spokesman said the main purpose was to review a recent diplomatic meeting, but the spy case did come up. Several court hearings in Boston and Alexandria, Virginia, were canceled as suspects were ordered to New York City. And the brother of a man serving a prison sentence for spying in Russia told reporters in Moscow that the U.S. and Russia were working on a spy exchange. He said he was shown a list of spies held in Russia who might be part of a swap. 10 U.S. suspects were arrested last month. The 11th fled. All were charged with conspiracy to act as unregistered agents of a foreign government. Some were also charged with money laundering. No secrets were uncovered. Margo Adler, NPR News, New York.
Sweltering temperatures are continuing to bake the East Coast today, with temperature records falling in Philadelphia, Newark, and a host of other cities. In Philadelphia, it's the first time the city's seen a back-to-back days with 100-plus degree temperatures in nearly a decade. Newark had seen four straight days of 100-degree weather. And in Washington, D.C., Dave Harris is leading a roofing crew where things were plenty warm today.
We do it all the time, so, I mean, you sort of know what you're dealing with, but it still doesn't make it any easier.
Harris says on such a hot day, temperatures on the roof can reach 120 degrees. 150 patients had to be moved from a Baltimore nursing home because of the weather. At the National Zoo in Washington, pandas and other animals were getting homemade frozen fruit popsicles to try and stay cool today. According to the top official overseeing the cleanup of the BP oil spill off the Louisiana coast, it's likely to be 3 days until a new collection vessel can be hooked up at the site of the busted well. Coast Guard Rear Admiral Thad Allen says a relief well is expected to plug the blown-out well is now just 15 feet from the side of that well bore. An upbeat earnings outlook from a big U.S. bank sent stocks soaring. State Street Corporation said it expects its quarterly earnings numbers to be up. The Dow rose 274 points. This is NPR. An attack by militants in the Iraqi capital is being blamed for the deaths of at least three dozen people, 28 of whom were killed in a suicide bombing targeting Shiite pilgrims. Iraqi police officials say the latest attacks came despite stepped-up security in Baghdad to try and protect pilgrims commemorating the death of a revered saint. The attacks in Iraq have been escalating in an effort to destabilize the country's government as U.S. troops are withdrawing from the country. Spain has qualified for the finals of the World Cup. The team defeated Germany in South Africa today. NPR's Mike Pesca reports.
The Spanish dominated the ball and the statistic sheet, really every aspect of the game except the final score. But 1-0 was not only enough, it has become Spain's favorite score as they've won every game in the knockout round by that exact result. The young German team could not bring to bear the exciting counterattacks that had characterized their play thus far. They came into the game with more goals than any nation, but could not add to the total. The single score came off a corner kick in the 73rd minute. Spanish defender Carlos Puyol stormed through the box unmarked and uncorked a vicious header that the German keeper had no shot at saving. This will be the first World Cup final for the Spanish. Their opponent, the Netherlands, has been to two previous championship games, but they too have never won a World Cup. Mike Pesca, NPR News.
According to the director of a wildlife research center, more than 400 birds harmed by the BP oil spill have now been found off the coasts of Mississippi, Alabama, and Florida. Ken Rice, who heads up the operation in Mobile, Alabama, says about 190 of the birds were found dead. Another 220 were found alive for possible cleaning. The most affected bird was the northern garnet, which spends much of its life over open water. Other affected birds included brown pelicans, terns, and loons. I'm Jack Speer, NPR News in Washington.